College costs spiraling. Millions of U.S. students struggling to pay for higher education. The financial burden for many lingering well beyond their degree. Americans currently owe $1.7 trillion in student loans. 93% of that is federally backed.
It's just so hard to pay for tuition. Like, I work through college, like I have to, in order to just be able to afford to go here.
To combat that, today, Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Premila Jayapal proposing the largest student loan cancellation and free college plan in modern history. The College for All Act would make community college and trade schools free to everyone, make public four-year colleges and universities tuition-free for all students from families earning less than $125,000 a year, and double the Pell Grant to almost $13,000.
If you look at the past year and you look at disadvantaged and underrepresented populations dropping out of college or just choosing to forgo, a big part of that reason is just the financial cost. And we absolutely need to move in a direction where education is more free, more accessible.
Michael Ellison is the CEO of CodePath. His company partners with universities to prepare underprivileged and underrepresented students for tech careers.
A lot of students are struggling just to have the basic necessities, let alone talking about what you need to thrive in a technical career. Whether that's the hardware as a laptop or whether you're looking at you need high-speed broadband.
The federal government would shoulder about 75% of the cost while states would pay the remaining share. The pushback comes from how they plan to fund it by taxing Wall Street.
I'm wondering here, how come the banks aren't getting hit up? Aren't they the ones charging student loans, charging 7, 8, 9% for student loans? Why aren't the colleges saying, hey, why don't we reduce the actual cost of college?
The proposal puts a tax on trades with stocks at 0.5%, bonds at 0.1%, and derivatives at 0.005%. A move PHP Agency Incorporated Chief Distribution Officer Matt Cipolla says will in the end hurt middle-class Americans.
So there's people who are saving, buying, selling stocks, buying mutual funds. Again, you're penalizing those who are actively buying and selling and growing their businesses.
Now, the College for All Act has been endorsed by a number of unions and national organizations. Still, it will be challenging for it to pass through Congress with a 50-50 split in the Senate and Democrats only holding a slim majority in the House. Reporting here in Atlanta, Janelle Ford, News Nation.